The London Arts Gallery is bustling with excitement as the staff members meticulously hang the artworks for the highly anticipated exhibition of Kawashima's works. The air is filled with anticipation and curiosity as they carefully examine each piece. Mrs. Lydia Lake Johns, looking at the artworks. These abstract paintings by Kawashima are truly captivating. The combination of emblematic shapes and grids creates a unique visual language. Mr. William Viertler. It's fascinating how Japanese writers emphasize the American nature of his work, while Western writers find traces of its Japaneseness. Helen, it's all in the eye of the beholder. Mrs. Lydia Lake Johns. These paintings evoke a sense of mystery and sensuality. One can't help but see the echoes of Japanese mon symbols or stylized pictograms. Penelope. They make me dizzy. I don't know if I can look at them all day. Helen. The evolution as an artist is quite impressive. The exploration of form, color, and spatiality is a testament to his artistic growth. The staff members gather around, engrossed in a passionate debate about how to handle the suggestive and erotic elements present in some of Kawashima's artworks. The air is charged with tension as they consider the potential impact on the exhibition's reception. Mrs. Lydia Lake Johns. The inclusion of sexual imagery in art has always been a contentious topic. Some may find it provocative, while others may see it as an expression of intimacy and human connection. Mr. Willy Viertler. It's completely abstract. Nobody can tell. Mrs. Lydia Lake Johns. But once you do, then you can't very well unsee it now, can you, Helen? Art has the power to challenge societal norms and provoke thought. It's about pushing boundaries and evoking emotions. But we must also consider our audience and respect their sensitivities. Mrs. Lydia Lake Johns. There's always a delicate balance between artistic expression and public reception. The staff members pause, considering the various perspectives and potential consequences. They recognize the importance of finding a balance between artistic freedom and respecting the sensibilities of their viewers. Willie pulls Eugene aside. Mr. Willie Viertler. Eugene, that commission I am owed. My check bounced at the bank. I was mortified. I have expenses. I need that money. Eugene, okay, Willie. It's just a wire transfer issue. I will send a telex to the States right away and make sure that your funds get transferred. Mr. Willie Viertler. I don't understand. The sale was made here. And now I need to wait for international funds to clear? Eugene, this is not the right way to do business between friends. Eugene. Willie, you have my word. You may just need to wait another 5 to 10 days. I'll make it up to you. Mr. Willie Viertler. Jar, I know Eugene. We'll do something big next time. Eugene claps Willie's shoulder. I knew I could count on you. They return to the group. Suddenly, the door the flung open. Beatles music can be heard echoing down the street. Hugh bursts into the gallery. They're playing on top of Savile Row right now. Helen. Who? Hugh the Beatles. Penelope. What? You can't be serious. Hugh, come on or we'll miss it. Penelope. I can't leave the desk at lunchtime, can I, Helen? Helen. All right then, let's all go. The three of them run out into the cold afternoon.